Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. And be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. Listeners, thank you for joining. We are super pumped about today's list debate. Jason, are you ready?
Oh, Nintendo games. Yeah, I'm ready to talk about Nintendo games.
The original Nintendo NES games, the old school. If you can picture it, you're sitting on the floor as a kid, Indian style, and you've got the box controller with the little red buttons. It gave you carpal tunnel syndrome as a 7-year-old, but still, it was, you couldn't stop playing. That's the Nintendo we're talking about. I want to go straight into it, and I'm going to challenge Jason to see if he can guess my number five, and I'm going to give him a softball. Jason, my hint is that this game came with an orange-tipped plastic gun.
Oh, that's Duck Hunt.
Absolutely. Yeah. My number five was Duck Hunt. I used to play that. That was a perfect game to play by yourself. Yeah. At least it was for me. And it was like great to play for like 10 minutes. Like if you had to finish your homework, which I was pretending I was doing right before dinner, just get a quick 5-10 minute game in. Duck Hunt was the way to go. Jason, what was your number five?
Everybody loved Duck Hunt. It came with the console. I mean, yeah, it was a great game. My number five was Contra. From 1988, a Konami game. Yeah. I love this game. My cousin Michael and I used to play this game for hours on end. It was the kind of game where you could play with somebody. You were a Marine. You were fighting aliens. And it was a side-scroller. Contra was awesome. And do you know what the Konami code is?
No. What is it?
The Konami code was at the beginning of the screen. I think this works for most Konami games. At the start screen, if you hit up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start, it would give you some sort of advantage in the game. And that was the first game, Contra was the first game for me anyway, that I saw or heard of anything like that, like a secret code type thing. But that's called the Konami code, and it works for a lot of the Konami games. I think if you did that at the beginning of Contra, you would start out with 30 lives instead of 3. But yeah, Contra was number 5 for me.
I think you just jogged a memory for me. I think.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
There's actually t-shirts out that have that code on there.
Yeah. And you're wearing one right now.
Oh, if I had one, I would be wearing it. Yeah.
All right. Here's my hint for number four. Here is the music to the intro. And you tell me what game this is.
That's Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
You got it.
I can't believe it's not my top five. I love that game so much.
I used to play that we used to play for hours, but usually in the wintertime. Because if it was nice out or if it was reasonable out, you know, we'd be outside. But yeah, like perfect for wintertime. But it was all about getting to Tyson. Like that was the thing. Like the next day, if you could tell your friends, like, I got to Tyson. And this was, you got to remember, this was Mike Tyson. Like in his prime before he bit off of Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
Like when he was really, really great.
Yeah. All right. This is pre-prison Tyson. They actually took him out of the game after he went to prison. But yeah, if you got the Tyson, one punch and you were done. And this is burned into my brain. At the beginning, at the start screen, you could type in a code. And if you type in 007-373-5963, it takes you straight to Mike Tyson so you can get your butt kicked real quick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just one, like, I know a few of my childhood best friends' phone numbers, they're still in my head. Yours was 4696.
Yeah. 3824696.
Yeah, and yeah. I know the code to get to Mike Tyson for Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
And listeners, if you're wondering whether he wore a pocket protector to school, he didn't. He just really loved video games.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who was your number four?
My number four was Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, that was my three.
Oh, okay. Well, we can wait for and talk about it when we get
to
number three.
Let's go straight to it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's start with this. Who was your favorite all-around player?
When I was a kid, it was John Elway.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you're playing Tecmo Bowl, you have to use Bo Jackson. He's unbelievable. He's unstoppable. Yes.
Best all-around offensive Tecmo Bowl player ever.
Do you like Tecmo Bowl or do you like Tecmo Super Bowl?
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah, the sequel.
I feel like that kids today don't know who Bo Jackson is. I mean, you could argue he's the greatest athlete to ever play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate the Bengals had to ruin his career.
Typical Bengals. We're bringing down everything with us.
But yeah, he was unreal.
Who did you go with defensively?
In Tecmo Bowl, Mark Carrier, a defensive back for the Bears, was the best defensive back. I think he led the league in interceptions the year that the game came out.
Yeah.
But I was usually playing with Denver, so I was Steve Atwater.
What about Tecmo Super Bowl?
Steve Atwater.
Atwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't the best. I never played with anybody other than Denver.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that explains why you wouldn't play with, like, Ronnie Lott was awesome. Singletary.
Yeah.
Remember Lawrence Taylor, how good he was in that?
Yeah, he was a cheat code. That wasn't fair.
All right. So that was my three. Who was your three?
My number three was a game called Baseball Stars.
Okay.
It was a baseball game, obviously. But it was one of the first sports games where it would save your stats. Like, you could turn the game off and turn it back on, and it would still have everything you've done. All the other games, if you turn the game off and turn it back on, you were done. You just had to start over.
Yeah.
Unless you had some sort of code to put in, like in Tyson's Punch-Out. But Baseball Stars, you could create a player, which is a first. It would keep all your stats. You could improve your players. You could create leagues. So, I mean, I was a stat junkie when I was a kid. I mean, I absolutely loved it. So, Baseball Stars, I would set up my own leagues and just create super teams and destroy the computer. And baseball, I remember this game the most. I traded my Jerry Rice rookie card for a copy of Baseball Stars when I was a kid.
Whoa.
I know. That's how much I loved it.
How much is a Rice rookie card worth now?
I don't know if any of those cards are really worth a lot, but I mean, a mint Jerry Rice rookie card's probably, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars. But yeah, Baseball Stars, I love that game.
All right, I'm going to play some intro music, and then you take a guess of what game this is.
That's Tetris. That's an easy one.
That is not only did I love Tetris, I remember my uncle Steve loved Tetris, and he was an adult. Like, he was the only adult I knew that played video games. And he used to play Tetris while he was on the treadmill. He had a heart attack, and they told him you got to exercise. And he just loved having both his mind and his body occupied. And that's something where if I still had a Nintendo NES, I would still play Tetris today.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Tetris. I didn't play Tetris on the NES. Like, my brother had a Game Boy when we were kids, and he had Tetris on Game Boy. That's where I played Tetris for the first time.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a great game, too. It's really addictive.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this episode, share it with your friends, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating. If you disagree with our list, then go to themanchair.com to get to our Facebook page. Find this episode's post and tell us what you would have ranked differently, or email us topic suggestions to debate in the future. Once again, that's themanchair.com. Now back to the show.
What was your number two?
My number two is The Legend of Zelda from 1987. It was the first RPG game I really played. I mean, it was one of the, you could go anywhere and
what
do anything.
What does RPG mean?
Role-playing game.
Okay.
So do you know who, what the name of the princess in The Legend of Zelda is? Do you know what her name is?
Picture her. Don't make fun of me here. Maybe I'm picturing the wrong thing. Is she wearing a pink dress?
No, that's Princess Peach from Mario.
Oh, okay. No, what's her name?
Her name's Zelda.
Thanks most for embarrassing me. That's
well,
great.
Most people who don't really follow video games assume that you play as Zelda, but you actually play as Link. But yeah, it was a role-playing game. You're trying to save the princess. Actually, you're trying to protect. You're trying to put together a piece of the Triforce that the demon Ganon stole. And I mean, this is the first game I actually beat on my own. It took me months and months to play, and it spawned a ton of sequels. The Breath of the Wild on the Switch is one of the best games ever made. But yeah, Legend of Zelda was my number two, and yeah, it was unlike anything I played up until then.
How many hours and hours do you think you played that game?
Zelda? Thousands. Yeah. Thousands.
Do you think that if we took all the time that we spent playing outside at Smith Park and playing video games and would have invested that time into doing our homework, we would have ended up as like doctors or something?
That's a good possibility.
All right. My number one, I'll start with three interesting facts about this game, and then you tell me what it is.
All right.
Because there's lots of versions. Mario wasn't always called Mario. The original name was actually Jumpman.
Yeah, Jumpman. I knew that.
Super Mario Brothers wasn't the first game to feature Mario. It was not the first game to feature the character. Mario first appeared in a game called Donkey Kong in 1981 as Jumpman.
Yeah.
And the third fun fact is that the sequel wasn't released until in the U.S. because the sequel was too difficult.
Really?
So what? I probably you got to get this one. What's the name of the game?
The Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Got to be the clear number one. I mean, is that your number one or two?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's the greatest video game of all time.
Absolutely, bar none. You can't beat it. My wife still plays all the. My wife loves it.
I thought I was good at it until I met my wife. My wife destroys me in Mario. We have one of those little.
Really?
We have one of those little. I don't know what it's an NES emulator, but you just plug it in your TV and it has all the different NES games on it. And I used to crush Mario. I used to be able to beat the game without dying. I don't know if I'm just out of practice or being 47 years old, my reactions aren't like they used to be, but she destroys me in that game now. But yeah, I mean, it launched the NES. It came with the NES. Every kid loved that game. There's been movies about it. I don't know how many games there are, Mario games now, but yeah, Mario was an easy number one for me.
And it gave us Mario Kart.
Oh, Mario Kart. Yeah. I mean, that now.
You know, I do too. My wife and I play. We get online and play with other couples every once in a while. I think you and I played once, but I honestly don't want to play with you very often because our listeners, if you've seen one of the Star Wars movies where Anakin Skywalker is flying one of those like jets blind because he uses the Force, that's like Jason in Mario Kart. He does not make a mistake. It is incredible to watch. Like whenever he had Mario Kart on, I wouldn't play. I would just watch and study the perfect lines that he would take. How many hours did you spend playing Mario Kart?
Mario Kart on the N64, we used to sit in my apartment and we'd have 6-7 hour game sessions. I mean, multiple times a week. That was our game. Definitely Mario Kart in 64. The Mario Kart on the Switch. I have it and I play it, not nearly as much as I'd like to. I don't have enough time. But yeah, I've put in hundreds of hours on Mario Kart.
So you heard it there, folks. White Castle in our last episode after every college night out. Cheat codes from 35 years ago memorized. And thousands of hours playing Mario Kart as adults. We are as fun as it sounds.
Sorry, ladies. We're both taken.
All right. So for the next one, I promised a friend that we said that we would take ideas. So if you email us or go to Facebook, go to themanchair.com, give us ideas. We'll listen to them. And if one resonates right away, we'll jump on it. So I promised them we would do top five Will Ferrell movies. Top five Will Ferrell movies. That will be the next one.
All right.
All right, man. Listeners, be well.
Don't go just yet. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star rating and share it with your friends. We also welcome you to join in the discussion at themanchair.com. Once again, it's themanchair.com. The Man Chair is brought to you by Modern Husbands, where they share ideas to manage money and the home as a team. Subscribe to their newsletter for ideas at modernhusbands.com.